So Roar Moose is a must-know case for anybody that's trying to recover or defend against an award of attorney's fees. It is the new, so you, if you're used to referring to Arthur Anderson or you're used to referring to L. Apple or other cases that are well-known, this will now be, I expect, the case that all of the courts will be, all the parties should be referring to, and the courts at all levels will be relying on. UT Southwestern ran a dialysis clinic in a building that it rented from Roar Moose, the landlord, but it vacated early and gave notice of termination, early termination of the lease, because water kept penetrating up through the foundation and creating mold issues and messing up with the floor. And so the inspections came out bad, and after efforts to fix it, they couldn't, and so they terminated and filed suit for declaratory judgment that the lease was terminated. The landlord counterclaimed, saying no. The jury found both had breached, but the landlord had breached first, and awarded $800,000 in attorney's fees to UT. So on the attorney's fees issues, UT's lawyer got up and testified that the reasonable necessary amount of attorney's fees actually incurred was $800,000, but that for this case it should have been $300,000 or $400,000, but that be mainly because of over litigation by the other side, according to this witness, they really actually had to, it was necessary to do more work, and the reasonable value of that work was twice as much as it should have been. The trial court awarded all those fees, and the court of appeals affirmed. There was a preservation issue, and then there's a substantive law issue, which is, can a commercial tenant terminate for the prior breach of the landlord, particularly of the implied warranty of suitability? And we answered that yes. There's already law that a residential tenant can, but there was an issue over whether a commercial tenant could. But the big issue was the attorney's fees award. And the bottom line is that the court concluded this was a prevailing party award based on the language of the lease. So the test that you're familiar with is the lodestar method, which is the reasonable hours times the reasonable rate, and then the Arthur Anderson factors that sort of lay out, you know, the necessity of extra work and the complicated nature and the risk taken and the quality of the lawyer and all those kind of factors that come out of Arthur Anderson. And really what this case did was explain that that's not two separate tests. There's just one test. And that test is start with the lodestar. What's the reasonable rate times the reasonable hours, reasonable necessary hours? Figure out what that number would be, and then, when appropriate, adjust up or down based on, in essence, the Arthur Anderson or Johnson factors. And that applies even if the party seeking attorney's fees does not have a fee agreement that's an hourly rate fee agreement. So contingency fee, fixed fee. If you've got a contingency fee that's going to award you $10 gazillion, you've got to show that on an hourly rate, hourly basis, the amount of work done and the reasonable rate, that X would be the number, and then show why under the Arthur Anderson factors that would be increased to reach the number that you're trying to recover. So that's the basic overview, and then we did get into, ultimately in this case, concluding that the evidence was not sufficient based on that lawyer's testimony, because in essence it was very general in terms of the work done. We did say that one of the issues has been, do you have to submit your detailed billing records to prove up attorney's fees? And the answer is no, but it's, quote, strongly encouraged that you do so. You need evidence that's at least similar to that, that's going to show the specific work that was done, who did it, when it was done, why it was necessary, and then what would be the reasonable rate that goes to that. And then rely on the Arthur Anderson factors to move up or down based on factors specific to your case or agreement.
Yeah, so this case is the attorney fee treatise. I don't care what issue you have in an attorney fee dispute, it's in this case. You're going to have to cite this case no matter what the dispute is. And the main takeaway from the case is this. This is the new calculation you have to start with. The base calculation times rate equals presumptively reasonable, which basically is the court accepting the hourly bill, right? But it doesn't end there, and that's in part a little bit of what this case is about, because the court uses this language that's used before, that basically these awards are supposed to be compensatory. This isn't a windfall for the plaintiff or defendant. It's not a windfall for the attorney, right? So no matter what, it has to be conclusive evidence of reasonableness or necessity. It's not conclusive evidence of reasonableness or necessity. The fee claimant still has the burden of establishing reasonableness and necessity. So if you look at this case, it's one of those cases when you look at it as the appellate lawyer, you can see where it's going to go off the rails, because the testimony from the lawyer, and you could tell he's trying probably to, I don't know, blunt the edge of the otherwise seemingly high fee by telling the jury, well, I think a reasonable fee for this case should have been $300,000 or $400,000. Let me tell you, it cost $800,000. That's not my fault, it's their fault, right? Because they did all these things. So you have evidence in the record that a reasonable fee is $300,000 or $400,000 and an award of $800,000. So we all probably knew where this was headed when you see those two things in comparison. But what it tells you is it isn't enough.